Nimbalo tweaked Tag's ear affectionately.
Never mind, pal. Next time, I'll swim and hold you up over the water. I promise.
Tag chuckled.
I'll keep you to that promise, you rogue.
Sleep was out of the question. They sat watching the rain. It had slackened somewhat, but was still quite heavy, with a light breeze beginning to drive it sideways. Tag sat Nimbalo on the lee side, taking most of the wetness on his right side. Nimbalo peered out onto the rain-swept plain.
Can you see a light out there?
Tag saw the dimly flickering glow.
Aye, and it's coming this way.
They sat still and silent, the otter gripping his blade as the light got closer. Nimbalo screwed his eyes up against the rain.
It's some old beast, carrying a lantern.
Tag slid the blade back into his belt and moved over a bit to make room for the newcomer. It was an ancient shrew, bent almost double, covered in a blanket cloak and hobbling along with the aid of a blackthorn stick. Groaning faintly, he put the lantern down and sat between them. Throwing back his cloak hood, the shrew dug a spotted kerchief from it and wiped his whiskers.
Filthy knight, tis plain filthy. You nearly fell into me den as you's climbed the bank back there. That would have been what you call dropping in for a visit, wouldn't it, me old cully?
He tapped the side of his lantern and about 6 fireflies flared their tiny lights in response. The ancient shrew cackled.
I got you sooner, but I had to feed me pals. A little honey and water, that's all they needs. Sparky bugs they are. Now, what are yous two doing out here on a night like this?
Tag allowed Nimbalo to act as spokesbeast.
We was about to ask you the same, me old grey snout.
The shrew tapped Nimbalo's paw with his stick.
You're an old-faced little Harvest Mousy. What's your name, eh?
Nimbalo the Slayer. Every beast round here knows me.
The shrew sucked his toothless gums, looking Nimbalo up and down.
Well, I don't, but I'll tell you why I'm here, Lamino. I come to see if new beasts was needing shelter in me den. Tain't much, but it's all mine, and tis dry too. So, what do you say, Limbo? Does you and your big silent brother want a night's lodging, eh?
Tag touched his paw to his nose politely.
Thank you, that'll be very nice. My name's Tag, sir.
The old one arose creakily and picked up his lantern.
Well, my name's, Ruskin. Tis so long since anybody spoke it, I'd almost forgotten. Come on then, Tag, follow me. Come on, Minaglow, you can carry the lantern.
As they made their way back to the bank, Nimbalo whispered,
Wish he'd get me name right.
Tag wiped rainwater from his eyes.
Don't get too upset, mate. Ruskin has trouble remembering his own name, poor old beast. He must live all alone.